Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got 27 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. With us, as she is each and every Monday, is our own Laura Kennard from, DM Biz Events. Hashtag DM Biz Events.
Hashtag DM Biz Events.
That's it.
And you can go to DMBizMixer.com also
for all the stuff.
For all the stuff.
So, are you're recuperating, you said? You had a rough weekend?
Well, let's see. We had the Hashy Awards.
I was there.
Did that. Friday through Saturday, I had class reunion from Roosevelt High School.
All right.
We had an amazing class. We had amazing time.
Go Rough Riders.
Yeah. And then Sunday, I made my trip to the fair.
Of course. There you go. Yeah. So, it's been kind of a busy week.
Thursday through Sunday, nonstop with a lot of alcohol.
You're not supposed to say that.
That's not like my norm. So I'm like, yeah.
Last night I was also at the State Fair. Last night I went to see Here Come the Mummies.
Oh.
And this is the weirdest, creepiest thing happened. While I'm standing, I just got there about 5 minutes until 8 o'clock before the Mummies came on. And if you've never seen Here Come the Mummies, they are absolutely fabulous.
Really?
Funky, and it's just great. And they all dress like mummies, so you can't tell who's who. Anyway, so it's a long story. But anyhow, so I'm standing there with my bride, and a whole bunch of people are around, and this guy comes up to me, and he taps me on the shoulder, says, "Excuse me, sir, but my name is..." Whatever. He says, "Would you happen to be Jerry Orbach from Law and Order?" And I go, "What?" I said, no, Jerry's dead. But I guess it was, the guy made a mistake, but, I'm sure he was just going, well, it was appropriate. It was at a Mummies concert, and Jerry's dead. So I don't know. Yeah.
The reincarnation
of Jerry Orbach.
He was a fabulous actor.
Yeah. I have no idea where the resemblance came in. He was not even carrying a beer, so I have no idea. Who knows?
Well, I'll have to try to take that in the next time.
There you go.
We didn't do anything nearly that exciting.
Oh, well, yeah. So what do you got? You talk about networking opportunities and educational opportunities for folks that are out there and just want to expand their knowledge base. What do you got on tap
this
week?
Well, some weeks are jam-packed, and some others weeks are lighter. This is probably a lighter week. Mostly, I think, is school's starting up, just got through the fair, people are switching gears, and then I think we'll have a whole round of fall stuff that'll start, really.
It's just amazing. Today, our phone at the office rang constantly, all day long.
Really?
The emails were blowing up all over the place. It's like everybody came out of Rip Van Winkle's sleep.
Summer's over.
Yeah,
right,
summer's
now.
Over. Now, let's go back to work and get all that stuff that we've been trying to get for a while. And it was kind of a zoo at our place today.
But we do have a business marketing workshop that I mentioned. This is going to be the next level of in Warren County for Learn, Grow, Succeed Collaborative. So you can still sign up for it. It's 5:30 to 8:30. That's going to be tomorrow night. And it's going to be in Carlisle. It's just $12. Facebook marketing for small businesses and nonprofits. So you can check that out at facebookmarketingiowa.eventbrite.com if you still want to register.
Yeah, and one of the things, if you're going to go to this thing, please understand that, and I hope that the instructors are going to be honest about this, and I believe that they probably are, but if you're going to put all of your budget into Facebook, it's not a good idea. It's just not a good idea.
No, and I don't know. I, of course, in strategy, like to talk about integration and content and picking platforms and sort of doing a multifaceted approach. But I think a lot of people recognize that Facebook is, there's a lot of people on it.
There are a lot of people on it. We have a client that has, I think, over 3,000 or 4,000 friends, they're alike. It's a client of ours. They got that many, but the interaction on there is relatively light.
Which we know has happened recently. Absolutely. And so you really, maybe a little class, because this one in particular, it's Shuva Rahim. I don't know.
Shuva Rahim.
That's who the teacher is.
Oh, I thought you were wishing me something.
No. In this interactive class, you'll learn advanced techniques for Facebook marketing, including build your audience, promote your page, and create offers and events.
Some little tips, some little tactics
yeah. that you can use.
Very nice. This
week, we also have Million Cups, and it's interesting because they're going to be accelerating Get Poinks as opposed to Points. And that's
going to... Poinks.
P-O-I-N-K-S. I'm not kidding. Like oink poink. Yes. Anyway, this is going to be local rewards. So, you know, there's been a lot of things that have come down the pipeline like that.
There are tons of those things.
To see what their twist on the technology for points and local will be. Because it's going to be hard-pressed to find a new approach.
A new niche?
Yeah, a new niche for that. So I mean, there are cards.
There are all kinds of things. And I think, you know, one of the problems in getting traction in something like that, if you don't already have a huge brick and mortar or if you don't have a huge presence already, mm-hmm. getting traction is kind of tough. So it'll be interesting to see what they have to say. That's Wednesday, right?
Yes. Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 9:30 at the Science Center. I think there's networking until 8:30 and then the presentation goes on. So definitely be able to give feedback to this.
Points
about whether or not you think it'll work or not. We also have on Wednesday, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., a AMA Iowa Networking After Hours event. This is free to members. It's only $5 otherwise. So
gotta go.
It's going to be at Blue Moon Dueling Piano Bar, and they're going to be doing professional headshots. So if you needed a new one for LinkedIn, this will be the place to go and get that. So I thought that was definitely worth trying to make it out to the piano bar. I think it said they prefer you pre-register today, but it's one of those things where I think you still show up for that one at the door. And those are our main things coming up. And then we'll be already into September, so we'll have our first Friday stuff already. Labor Day weekend coming up.
Oh, it is Labor Day weekend.
Not this weekend.
But coming up.
Yeah. Yes. So we'll be...
Does that mean we get off?
Yeah. It's a Monday. Tell me. I was going to ask you that. Will we be here?
I don't know. We may not labor on Labor Day. Who knows?
Let me know.
I mean, the markets are closed, so we might as well be closed.
Let me know so I know what to prepare. So, anyway.
Take a vacation. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah.
All right. Good to see you again. I'm glad that you made it through your wild weekend and now back to work.
I'm too old for all these activities.
30-year class reunion. You got to slow down a little, kid.
We have a fabulous class, though. I just want to say that. I love going to my reunions. We have 294 people of over 100 spread out all across the country. One of them manages talent in Beverly Hills for 200 actors. Fabulously cool class.
Of course, they're from Des Moines. What the heck?
That's right.
There you go. All right, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, you can find out more hashtag DMBiz events. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll check out what happened on the bloodbath on Wall and Broad Streets today. It was a rough, rough day. At one point, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by over, are you ready for this, 1,000 points, but it was able to crawl back up and I'll not lose quite that much, but it was a rough day, and it was all finger-pointing towards China, of all places. Yeah, we got the stock markets coming up next. We'll also take a look at the Iowa 25. Coming up yet this half hour, our good friend Jeff Garrison is going to be in the studio. We're going to be talking about Merit Industries, ways that you can grow your business faster on the NewsHour.